This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. Just sitting here looking at the... the stoic face of Jason Kidd, just trying to fake it, man. Good try, Jay Kidd. We appreciate the effort. Yeah, supposed to be kind of, you know, the down week between the championship games and the Super Bowl coming up. Not so fast. Hold my beer, says the NBA. And yeah, man, Luka Doncic is a Laker now. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man, all good over here, Buck. I know one thing. Like, we have to do, like, these, like, promos that's going to talk about the next show and everything they be recording. And I recorded ours on Friday. I said, come up on Monday. We're going to get you started with your prep for the Super Bowl. And then last thing, in the NBA trade deadline is this week, so we'll see if the Hawks are going to make a move. Mm-hmm. And that was what I was thinking about today.
That's good. We'll talk about all that stuff.
Yeah. There was no way in hell you would have told me that Luka Doncic was going to be traded.
Now, if you would have previewed that in that little promo,
what?
You would have been the only one.
I know. But I ain't no way in hell that I would have ever guessed that. I'm thinking Mr. Untouchable.
Yeah.
Loved, Mark Cuban loves this kid. Dirk Nowitzki, all that stuff, thinking all that. Then I'm like, okay, he gets to sign that big old Supermax this offseason, blah, blah, blah. When I saw the news, because I woke up. Did a whole bunch of stuff. Didn't look at my phone for like an hour after I woke up. And it was probably about 7. I slept in on Sunday. And so, not paying any attention. Didn't even turn on the TV. Coffee, shower, everything, bunk. Finally get my stuff together, sit down in my chair, and look at the phone first. And I'm like, hold on. What? Did Shams get hacked? I know I'm not the only one.
Everyone kept saying it.
And I'm like, hell no. Let me turn on SportsCenter. Turn on SportsCenter. There it is right there. Mm-hmm. Luka for AD. Unbelievable. And I know eventually whatever happened will come out and all those different things. But the funniest thing about the whole thing is looking at Jason Kidd's face when the GM is sitting right there and said, no, I didn't tell him.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't have to.
But I didn't have to.
We're unified.
We're unified. One. We're on the same
we
page.
We think the same
he
way.
He supports me in this decision.
Jason Kidd's inner
Jason
monologue
Kidd
was like, I don't
Kidd
think like
didn't
that.
Didn't say nothing the whole damn press conference.
But his face said so
his
much.
His face said it all.
Yeah, man.
His face said it all. Like, what? Now, I don't think, I mean, AD, and that's the one thing about this whole trade. Like, AD is really damn good.
Is incredible.
He's an elite player.
Yes, that's
he's
a, the he's one
two-way
part of this that
yes.
I think people are getting
right.
a little bit
right.
over the top with.
Yes.
Like, I get it. I'm not trying to say, like, they should have done it or whatever, but, like, the reactions to, like, well, and they got back a bag of peanuts. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They got back one of the 15 best players in the NBA
yes.
who's probably having the best season
he
of
is,
his career.
He is having the best season.
and, you know, is a really, really probably going to go to the Hall of Fame,
and gets
honestly.
To play where he wants to play.
And now he gets to play power forward instead of center.
Yes.
Now, again, playing so damn good at center.
Yes.
Maybe you're a center.
Yes.
I don't know.
But
that's for them to figure out.
Right,
that's a different problem. They got a lot of problems to handle right now on the court and off in Dallas. But yeah, I know that part of it I didn't like. I was like, dude, Anthony Davis is really good.
Now they put
really good.
If it was Austin Reeves or somebody like that for him, I'd be like, oh. But got Anthony damn Davis to go with Kyrie, who's been balling this year. And so, I mean, yeah, Dallas, you know, they're going to make some noise. I do believe that. But when you look at where the Lakers are, they needed something post LeBron. First of all, the NBA needed this. The NBA needed this. They needed a jolt.
I know. I couldn't help but think that, because that was such a conversation we had the last couple of weeks of, like, you know, the All-Star game coming up, and it's just not what it used to be.
AD plays. Oh, he's an All-Star. That's right.
Rating. He should be a starter.
Yeah.
The way he's playing,
yeah,
he's not.
Yeah.
Like ratings and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, for anybody who was worried about the NBA, this is just great proof. Because, like, the sports world stopped and only paid attention to that.
Yes.
From the time it happened, because it was the middle of the night, which that's another crazy part of it. Like, it was 2 o'clock in the morning when that went down, East Coast time, right? But, like, when everybody woke up Sunday morning, that was the sole focus of what everyone was thinking about and talking about. And, like, it just kind of reconfirmed that when things are right, the NBA still has a really big place in sports in the United States. Just, you know, things have to be right. And this also isn't basketball. This is sort of a transaction, which the soap opera of the NBA, which has sort of been the leading conversation starter for them for a while now. So I don't know if it's validated, but whatever. Like, that was thinking to myself, like, all right, the NBA is all right. The other part of it was, we talked about this, I think, last week or the week before, something like that, just with all the stuff leading up to the trade deadline. And, like, guys are like, well, that'll never happen. And you said something like, I don't know, maybe Luka doesn't want to be there. And then we looked into what the money of it would be.
Yes.
And I was like, what's 120 extra to stay there?
Yes.
He doesn't get to keep that.
No, I know.
Like,
I know.
And that's what I understand, because sometimes guys get traded with the
bird rights,
and sometimes without. Like, I don't know if that's a Mavericks decision or whatever it is, but for that to be a part of it and him to miss out on that much and then also taxes in California, whatever, but, like, they must. Unless there's totally something else going on, but, like, they must hate that guy.
And that's the thing.
They must be so,
like,
tired of Luka in Dallas.
What is going on? This dude is one of the best four players in the world?
Yes. And he's 25.
And he's 25 damn years old. And he is, we talk about the conditioning and all that. Fat ass Luka led the league in scoring last year and drug his team to a damn NBA Finals.
Yeah, Chubby Luka was in the NBA Finals
last
year. So say what you want to say.
And I know this whole narrative, like, you know, like him being, you know, teammates with LeBron taking him under his wing. He ain't going to learn to stay in shape because of LeBron James.
I think he knows. Now,
maybe LeBron will. He is in the prime spot to be on. The Lakers got it right because of the fact is that they needed something post-LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't Anthony Davis.
Right. No offense to Anthony Davis. He's an incredible player.
Yes.
But, like,
the Lakers,
he's not the future face of your franchise without other pieces around him.
Yes.
Luka is
the guy that you put in there and you build around him. This is Luka's team. This is no longer LeBron's team anymore. This is Luka's organization, and from now on, every move about this team is going to be geared towards him.
Yeah.
It's not LeBron anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and rightfully so. LeBron's, I got two more years left.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah, he's got 2 years left.
It's incredible what he's doing, but he's 40 years old.
He played his ass off this weekend over Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. That's the thing about it.
He went to work in Madison Square Garden.
The Lakers can't turn it down. Like, you get a phone call. And there was rumors that Palinka thought it was a hoax.
He thought
it was a joke.
I would have thought. The way he said it. What did he say? He said,
started over coffee. Sounded like he was describing cheating on his wife.
Yeah, like.
Never thought it would happen. Started over coffee, and then one thing led to another.
But what if I, what if I asked you for Luka? What if I said, do you want Luka? What would you say to the Rob?
I would say yes.
I would say yes, Rob. What do you want?
what do you want?
And they said this happened a couple weeks ago when it started. Just for this not to get out.
It's amazing.
It's amazing that it didn't get out. And I do believe that LeBron didn't know.
I do too.
I do believe they did. LeBron was at dinner with his family after what he did up there in Madison Square Garden. And I don't believe that he knew. Now, the thing with it is, like, how fast did they get it to Rich Paul? Because Rich Paul is both their agent.
Yeah, he's Anthony Davis' agent.
And
everyone else's agent.
Rich Paul has no obligation to tell LeBron anything about any other client.
Right.
You understand that. But then it's like, okay, if you're talking about between two GMs, and the owners have to know this. So you're talking about two GMs, Jeannie Buss, Mark Cuban, or whoever the new lady
Not Cuban. Not Cuban. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Something French.
Yeah. They're the owners of this team. Like, we're giving away our franchise.
Yeah.
Like, there's big old, like, they had to take down all them slices, them big old billboards off the side of the Mavericks arena because everything is Luka.
There are some people
everything is
that
Luka.
Did not expect to be working today yes. and yesterday
everything
that are working.
Everything ain't AD in LA.
Like, wait a minute.
Everything
you want
is
me to,
LeBron in LA.
You guys did what?
Yes.
There's a 100-foot banner of him
yes.
on every side of the stadium.
Yes.
All right. We'll get over there.
Yeah, man.
It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, no, but yeah. Because you don't see trades like this.
They don't happen.
They don't happen.
They don't happen. Like, you don't – honestly, I was listening to a couple NBA podcast this morning just talking about it, trying to contextualize some of the history. Like, the last time a guy like this at this age got traded in, you know, in the NBA, it was the Lakers got Kareem.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
The Lakers got Kareem.
Yeah, it had to be Kareem.
It was.
Yeah, and so,
it was.
But that's
different circumstances, and it was 50 years ago.
Right.
But it was the Lakers.
Yeah.
And that's why when I look at this from a big picture standpoint, everyone's like, I don't know, maybe Luka, and I don't know. Luka's going to figure it out.
Luka's going to be all right.
Luka's going to be fine.
Luka's
Everyone
gonna be
that's ever been traded to the Lakers with any other concerns along the way.
They find a way to win.
Or the Lakers draft with other people's draft picks or whatever.
Yep.
It always works out.
Yep.
It always works
and
out.
Yeah, and it's crazy because those guys always win a championship.
Every one of them.
They always win,
and most of them win a bunch of them.
Yeah, they always win a damn championship.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, I love this move.
Damn Lakers.
For the brand of the Lakers. The Laker brand, you got what Lakers fans always want.
I would love if the Lakers brand took a little quiet hush for a little while, but it's not going to.
They got a damn superstar. Now, they got to get some more people because they got me, you, and Abe defending the rim.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll be interesting. Yeah. I don't know how long LeBron and Luka are going to play together. It might just be the remainder of this season,
correct.
Honestly.
He did say he said that he does not want to go anywhere. The trade deadline's coming up. He has the no trade clause. Him and Bradley Beal are the only two players that have that.
Of course.
But,
the two best players in NBA history.
Yeah,
LeBron and Bradley Beal.
Yeah, they're the only two that have them.
This to me kind of sets up that possibility of, you know, that final run. If he gets down to Golden State and him and Steph have a couple years together, maybe that happens this offseason. I don't know. But, those two guys playing together for the remainder of the season should be fun. Like, I don't know. Luka's got to get healthy first and all that. They're both really, really interesting players. But they're not going to be able to defend anybody.
No.
They're going to give up 130 points a game.
I mean, you're telling me that your backcourt is going to be Luka and Austin Reeves?
All right.
All right.
Sign me up.
Sign me up for that.
Now, that's the brand I'm talking about there. Now you talked me into it.
Luka's Slovenian.
Maybe we get Dalton Connect in there, too.
Isn't he Slovenian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
But, I mean, that's what is what you need if you ever talk about the Laker brand. They have a star. They've got five. He's the only player. They have five straight first-team All-NBAs,
yeah.
And he's 25?
25, yeah.
It's unbelievable to get a player like this. That's my thing. It's just, he's 25.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
He's always going to be in the MVP race because he's just that damn good.
It's very annoying that the Lakers are able to continue to do this.
He has
those
tendencies. We talk about the conditioning, the constant whining to the referees.
Oh, yeah.
All that other crap that goes with entails him, the technical fouls, all that stuff that goes with him. I'll take it.
No, you'll take it.
I'll take it. Damn sure will.
It's all right. You'll take the good with the bad.
Damn sure will.
And who knows? Maybe he'll mature and some of that stuff will go away.
Can
I don't know.
Interest you in something, though?
Yeah, probably.
A guy we talked about last week. 4 years of 14 and a half sacks. 14 plus.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 years of it?
Yeah, 4 years in a row. 14 plus sacks.
Who is it?
Miles Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Can I interest you in him?
Sure.
Okay. Would you give up 15 this year and one next year for him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I probably would.
He just officially requested a trade.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So would you give up 15 and next year's one and possibly two?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I think I would.
All right. Okay.
You could keep listing stuff.
I'm just making sure.
You keep listing stuff. I'll tell you to stop when it's time to stop.
Yeah. And Kyle Pitts. Throw Kyle Pitts in there too.
Take him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's all yours.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be interested. So Luke, the NFL trying to make some noise back.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
Wait
Luke
a minute,
is a Laker now? All right, Miles, demand a trade.
All right.
Wait a minute. The Pro Bowl got trumped by Luka?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
All right. Somebody go to a massage parlor and get in trouble again or something, man. Like that.
Can we just like, you know, I mean, it don't hurt to call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to call Barry.
You got to call him.
Yeah. Like, what's it going to take? What do you need?
What do you need?
Kirk Cousins.
And we'll pay the salary.
And the draft picks.
we'll pay the salary.
Yeah.
We'll pay a salary, give you draft picks, throw in Kyle Pitts, two ones and a two.
We're pretty good GMs just like off the cuff,
yeah.
You know, just on the fly. Yeah. That wasn't bad. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. You know what? I mean, just an absolutely insane weekend, and now it's Super Bowl week. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.